You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am back with my co-host, Abby Ranella.
Hello. Yay! Woo-woo.
It has been a few weeks since we've been together.
It has been a few weeks, and I've missed you and I've missed everybody.
I know. You have had a busy summer, and I have not enjoyed it. I mean, I haven't enjoyed that you've been so busy because I've enjoyed my summer just fine.
Oh, good. I missed you. I feel like if I go more than a week with seeing your face on here, I get a little sad.
It has been weeks, like probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks since we've recorded together. Don't you think? I don't know.
Okay, we won't let it go that long anymore.
We will not, but we
just went on the air saying that, people.
Right. Oh, yes, we did. That makes it official.
It makes it official.
These people will hold us accountable.
Yes. So. Well, I'm glad to be back. I am so glad to be back, and especially today because we're doing a Q&A.
Yay.
Which I love to do.
Me
Those
too.
Are so much fun.
I love Q&As. We have done, I think we've done two. Maybe we've done more. I can't remember. But it's so much fun. I love getting these questions in from listeners and and just knowing how we can help and bless the homeschool community.
Because really, that's the whole purpose of Schoolhouse Rocked. The whole purpose of Schoolhouse Rocked is to encourage and equip homeschoolers. And right now, we are being inundated with more and more homeschoolers. So it is the time. So on that note, and I've been out of the loop for a little while, how is Schoolhouse Rocked going? Can you give us an update?
Oh, so good. Though I guess it depends on when this episode airs, because things
That's
seem
true.
To change week by week. But it's going really well. I assume you're talking about the movie, Schoolhouse Rocked.
The movie.
Because there are so many things now. We've got the movie, we've got the podcast, we've got the blog, we've got social media, and we've got Homegrown Generation. But as
far
as...
No, we want to know about the movie.
The movie is going great. The rough edit is done. Last week, we finished recording voiceover, and that was really fun. It was crazy. I mean, we literally basically made kind of a fort in our podcast studio out of moving blankets. That's actually one of the ways that people make sound, you know, soundproof studios. And so we made this kind of fort all around me, and it was great. It took, I think, 5 days. We spent 5 days recording. And it was so funny. The first day, we were completely set up and ready to start recording voiceover. And voiceover, for those who don't know, is basically the narration kind of through the movie that kind of tells our story of making the movie and why we're, you know, just the story of our family traveling for the past several years to make the movie, all that stuff. So the first day, literally, it was a train wreck. We sat down to start recording and the first thing that happened was our neighbor across the street decided he was going to power wash his house.
Oh,
well, the microphone
goodness.
Picks up everything. And so you could just hear. I mean, there was no way we could record. So he finishes power washing. We sit down to record and then a thunderstorm started to roll in. And we were like, are you kidding? Well, we live in Georgia. So thunderstorms, I mean, they come and, you know, they go as quickly as they come. So we were like, okay, forget it. Let's go. We had dinner, came, sat back down. We were ready to start recording again. And another neighbor decided they were going to work on their car engine or something. And they literally, I mean, like you could hear the car going vroom, 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 vroom. And we were just like, forget it. It was just a comedy of errors. And so we had
that
to give up.
That is hilarious.
It was funny and frustrating all at the same time. Anyway, it took us 5 days to get through it, but it was really fun. So Garrett just yesterday finished plugging in all of the voiceover into the whole movie. And now he has to kind of pace out the timing of the movie, put in B-roll. For those who don't know what B-roll is kind of the action behind the movie. It's the, you know, kids playing on the farm and mom's homeschooling. There's not voices. It's not the actual like face-to-face interviews, but it's kind of the action behind the interviews and the voices, you know, kids playing in a playground or, you know, someone sitting doing their math homework. That's B-roll. So there's a little bit of that already in there, but he'll go in and start putting in all the B-roll. And so, I mean, there are so many just different phases to getting this movie done. But
that's amazing. And that's what I've seen is watching it. I mean, if you don't know how a movie's made, you don't just make a movie. Like, it is a huge process. And the part that I have been amazed with is just the hand of God in it all. How you went from 100 hours of some of the most incredible interviews ever with every homeschooling expert there is. And Garrett was able to get it down to 2, 1.5, which is a miracle in and of itself. Yes. Right. I mean, I remember when I first met you guys and you said at the end of this whole thing, when we're sitting and watching this movie, I mean, I already am just imagining sitting and actually watching this as we've been through the process. I remember you guys saying, when it's all said and done, we're going to be able to step back and say, look what God did. Yep. Not look what the Hamptons did or anybody else, but look what God did. And I feel like we can say that through this whole process. Look what God is doing. It's so amazing. So obviously, there's a lot left to be done. How can we, the people, get behind this?
We, the people of the United States, in order to make a more perfect movie.
Totally. How can we, what needs to happen now? How can we get behind this? Because it is so close, guys. And as every one of you knows, I am sure that every homeschool mom that's listening to this is getting, you know, at least 5 questions a week by newbies about homeschooling. And I cannot wait to have a movie in my hands to share with a watching world, because never before have people looked at homeschooling as much as they have now. So we want to get behind this, because this is something that matters to all of us.
Well, yeah. So lots and lots of prayer. I want to really quick kind of back up to, a lot of people have said, we started pre-production on this movie 4 years ago, almost exactly 4 years ago. As a matter of fact, I think it was August of 2016. And we thought it was going to take us like a year to make this movie. We were just going to make a quick, simple, you know, homeschool movie straight to DVD, and that was going to be it. Well, God had a very different plan. And instead, and I know we've talked about this a little bit, but instead of just making a one single documentary, he really had a plan to build an entire ministry to homeschoolers. And he kept kind of detouring us, not derailing us, but detouring us to different things. It was the podcast, and we were like, why a podcast? I mean, what's the point of not what's the point of a podcast? I know what the point is, but like, we didn't have any plans to do a podcast. So 2 years ago, he called us to do this podcast. So, through the process, he just took us through a whole bunch of different detours. And then the last one was when we did Homegrown Generation. And we came back last summer in September from filming with Heidi St. John and several other people. And the plan was to come back, finish the movie, which is what Garrett's doing now, and get the movie out. And we were like, what's happening? Why does God keep delaying the finishing and release of this movie? And then COVID hit and everyone brought their kids home. And we were like, oh, wow. I mean, like, it's just incredible to see how God's timing is so perfect. And it's not, we could never in a million years have guessed that this is where we would be as a nation and as the whole world.
Right.
In regards to homeschooling and the doors that have opened up for it. And so it's just been amazing to see God's hand, his perfect timing in all of this. And so lots of prayer as we complete, you know, work to complete this movie. We really need a lot of prayer. There's so much still left to do. When I say we're near completion, we are, but there's still a few months left of work to do, really hard work. And to be quite transparent, we're tired. Our family is just tired. We are weary. We are tired. We are overwhelmed. But the Lord is getting us through it. But we're ready for it to be done, and we're ready and anxious to get it into people's hands. Yes. So prayer, and then of course, financial support is something that we are always in need of all the time. Our family literally lives off of the donations of our listeners and followers and the sponsors for the podcast. And so we are always in need of just financial contributions, which I know this is a hard time for so many people right now. But yeah, you can make a tax deductible donation through the website, schoolhouserocked.com.
Because most movie makers are getting paid by some production company.
Right.
And right. you guys are the production company right. and the movie makers.
right. Right.
You yes. are literally making movies. And right. so, yeah. So
we are not backed by any kind of great donor or investor right. or anything like that. We have literally
right. doing this because the Lord has called you.
We have done it because God's called us to it. And we have just yep. done it as a step of faith to what he's called us to. So. So that was a long answer. I'm sorry. And we actually, yeah. our plan is to do a Q&A.
Not yes, to do so a that whole was update. The first. Yeah, but that was the first Q. And that was the first A.
That was the first Q and the first A. Oh my goodness, you're so much fun.
Last year, our family discovered Knotgrass History, and we love it.
Knotgrass History helps history learners become history makers. All Knotgrass History curriculum combines narrative lessons, historical novels and biographies, activities for a variety of learning styles, and most importantly, a Christian worldview.
Knotgrass History is great for all ages. My mom uses it with my sister and me, who are 5 years apart, and we all love it.
To find out if Knotgrass History is right for your family, visit knotgrass.com and download the first 3 units for free.
That's knotgrass.com.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
So let's get into some questions. But thank you for asking yes! about that. And those listening, thank you guys for just tracking with us and hanging in there with us and praying for us, because we definitely need it. And it's an exciting time. We're anxious to get this movie into. Yep, anxious to get it into people's hands. So anyway, let's jump into our first question.
Okay.
And I love this one. This comes from a mom, and she says, how do you incorporate the Bible into your homeschooling? Neither my husband nor I grew up with a biblical worldview education, and we desire to do that with our own kids, but feel very inadequate in doing so. So, Ab, do you want to jump on this one, or do you want me to jump into this one first?
Why don't you take off on this one, and then I'll jump in.
Okay, sure. We've talked about this quite a lot, actually, on the podcast, but I want to very specifically answer this question. My first answer is read the Bible. We all seem to think that we need to have some kind of special Bible curriculum in order to teach the Bible to our kids, when in reality, we really just need the Word of God. The Bible says that God's Word will not return void, and it won't. He is so faithful. And so he will give us what we need. He will, if we pray that he will help us to understand his Word by reading it, he will give us the understanding that we need as we are reading it. So literally bring the Bible into your homeschooling. One of the things that my girls and I do, when we do our morning basket time, is we do sword drills. Did you ever do sword drills?
Yeah. Yes.
My girls love
that. That's like an Awana thing.
It
too,
is an Awana
right?
thing. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So a sword drill is where basically like we kind of take turns doing it sometimes, but typically I will find a specific verse, and I actually use my child training Bible to do this. If you don't know what the child training Bible is,
we will link to it.
Yes. This was an episode we did a couple months ago with Mindy Dunn, and it's a fantastic resource. One that every homeschool family should have. Yes. Christian family should have. But I use my child training Bible, and I'll turn to a particular verse, and then I'll, you know, say Matthew, you know, 6:12, and they have to race to get to it. And whoever gets to it first gets to read it out loud. And what that does is it really teaches our kids how to open up the Word of God, how to, you know, find the different books. And it's kind of a fun game. And then they're reading scripture. But bring the Bible into your homeschooling. But also, in addition to that, look for good quality curriculum that incorporates a biblical worldview into what they're teaching. Where I think this is the most important, you know, of course, we can. There are Christian math curriculums, which are great. And there are Christian language arts and things like that. And all of those things are really important. But I think the two most important ones are science. If you are not teaching your children with a a very strong Christian biblical worldview science curriculum, you're not doing it right. I'm just going to say that, because you are not teaching them
truth.
You're not teaching them truth. You're not teaching them how the God of the universe created his universe, his world, and everything in it. And so there are so many great resources, and I will link, I'm not going to actually list them here, but in the show notes, I will actually link to several of our favorite science, Christian, biblical worldview resources.
And there's a lot of them out there.
There are a lot of really good
ones.
You
do not have to read to the mom that asks this. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to create this. It's already done for you.
Yes. And it's done with excellence. I mean, there's some really good ones.
Absolutely.
And then my second subject would be history. Mm-hmm. Is that with history, you must teach history from a biblical worldview, because history, right. I didn't realize until really I started homeschooling how corrupt history has mm-hmm. become. You know, the history that's being taught in the public school is not. Oh, I mean, parts of it are true, but a lot of it is not the true history of things that really have happened in our world.
Well, and more than anything, what you find is they leave a lot of history out.
Right.
It's not necessarily that they're adding. I mean, you do see them adding here and there, but it's more that they leave things out that doesn't fit their narrative. And so when you teach history with a biblical worldview, mm-hmm. well, again, anything that's a biblical worldview is just truth. That's all we're doing. We're just teaching them truth. And truth involves all things. So that's what you'll find for sure in those curriculums, is the full scope of history.
Right. Yes. And how God has literally, it was so funny. I said this to Lacey the other day. I said, it's his story. And she's like, history, his story.
Oh, she got it.
And and if you don't start history with Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yep.
Then you're not teaching history in its entirety. And so always start history at the beginning of creation, which is in Genesis. So
I love that. The one thing I would add to this question too, that I tell every parent, is be careful not to make Bible part of like a piece of your school, because then what happens, I mean, Bible should be incorporated into everything, but Bible is a part of life, not mm-hmm. school. And so I've seen too many parents do Bible before history and then after science. And then at Christmas break, we don't do Bible. And then on spring break, we don't do Bible. And then on summer break, we don't do Bible, because kids start to see it as it's just another subject in school.
Right.
And the problem with that is then they turn 18 and they've graduated from Bible. And that's, we need to be careful not to send that message to our kids that Bible is actually our life, that reading and studying the Bible. And so I would just say, just to make sure that your kids are big picture aware, it doesn't have to be done during your school. You know, we do a lot of Bible as a family in the evening devotions. Just let them see that Bible is your life and that our whole life is founded on God's word. So it incorporates into everything. And it's not just a school subject, so that your kids don't think that they don't have to study God's word when there's no school.
That's right. That's right.
So
such good stuff. Yes. I love that, Abby. Thank you for throwing that in there.
Apologia Educational Ministries is happy to sponsor this episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Apologia is the number one publisher for homeschooling families with over 110 number one awards. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA. We are here to help you have the most successful and Christ-centered homeschooling experience possible. We want to affirm your decision to homeschool, encourage and challenge you to take it to the next level, inspire you along the way, and celebrate all the wonderful things you get to experience with your family in this adventure of a lifetime. We have plenty of free and helpful resources that you can access by visiting apologia.com/start. That's apologia.com/start. Apologia, a great place to explore creation.
Let's move to the next question. We have one more that we can answer right now, and then we're going to do, we'll do part two on Wednesday. How long is a homeschool day supposed to be?
Your homeschool day is as long as it needs to be for your family. There is not going to be, I mean, the one universal answer is it's not as long as the public school. I'll tell you that.
Now, explain that real quick, because you were a public school teacher. So I want you to just kind of unpack that a little bit.
Okay. So public school started at, if I can remember back, let's say it started at 8 and we got out at 2:30, I believe. And it's different for different schools. That's a long day, but let me tell you what that day was filled with. 23 kids getting their snow clothes on and off. It was filled with bathroom breaks, and it was filled with helping one kid while the rest of the kids waited. It was filled with trying to walk in a line 58,000 times to get to music class. It was filled with all of these things that we as parents at home don't have to think about or worry about. So your homeschool day is going to look different based on how long it takes your kid to accomplish whatever it is that you as the parent have set out for them to accomplish. That looks different at different ages, at different seasons of life. But if you are doing 5 hours of kindergarten, you need
You're
to
doing
stop
too
it.
Much.
You need to knock it off. So really, that's what parents ask. And the thing that we fall into is parents think, I'm not doing enough because this is only taking 2 hours. And I want to say, it really shouldn't take much more than that in those elementary years. Honestly, it's that you have been programmed to think that a school day is 8 hours or 7 hours. And right. that is absolutely not the case with homeschool.
Right. And it depends how you define homeschool day, because like for our family, you know, I used to get so frustrated because we would get up and we would do our morning chores and we would do all the stuff that needed to be done in the morning. And then by the time everybody was up and ready and moving, it was like 11 or 12. I mean, is, not was. It is. It's typically like 11 or 12 before we're really into our schooling,
your
our academic
studies. Yeah.
Right. Until, we're, you know, we're actually doing math and science. But right. And part of that morning time, too, is, you know, we're doing morning basket and we're reading together. And we're sometimes playing games. I mean, the other day we sat and played Googly Eyes for 45 minutes and, you know, we'll play Yahtzee. And I mean, so that's all just part of life. Sometimes we go grocery shopping. Last week, I got my girls up one day and I was like, we're going to go get donuts this morning. Like we got to get out of the house this morning.
Right.
And it's shocking how quickly they will get up and ready when you say the word donuts. Anyway, that's a different topic. But yeah. So life is part of homeschooling. And so how are you defining your homeschool day? Because there are often days where we're still doing history or science or math or any of those things until 5 o'clock in the evening, sometimes 6 o'clock in the evening. But we have done a whole lot of other stuff through the day. It's not like they've sat at the table from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Exactly.
Doing schoolwork. We've done it kind of sporadically throughout the day because we've had interruptions and stuff. But that's the beauty of homeschooling. I mean, that's how our family
works. Yeah, and
that's
the beauty of homeschool freedom. And that's, you know, that's what really is important is the freedom that we have as parents to make those schedules and to be interrupted, because really it's not an interruption, it's life, you know?
Right.
And so your homeschool day is going, every family is going to look different, but just get yourself out of the box that it has to look, the worst thing you can do as a homeschool mom is make your home look like the public school.
Right.
Right? That's not what we're trying to do.
Or make your homeschool look like your neighbor's homeschool or your friend's homeschool. You know, because Abby, you and I are very different in the way that we schedule our days. I mean, you kind of get up and get going with your kids and you guys are done earlier than us. You know, you're 2 hours behind us and you're probably done before we are. And that's okay. It's just
how
our family
works. And it
will
change once you get I mean, here's the thing. It's going to change. You might get teenagers who have a job to get to. Mm-hmm. So they need to do school at a different time of day. Or, again, don't look around. Just look at your family and go to the Lord. And that's how your day is going to be scheduled.
Right. Right. Do what works best so that you and your children are not constantly stressed out.
Totally.
And on edge all day long. And it totally does, like you said, depend on the age of your kids. I have a high schooler now. And so, you know, academics have gotten a whole lot more serious this year than they have been in the past. And my youngest is in fourth grade. And so she's getting a little bit more serious about, you know, her academics as well. And, you know, up till third grade, they're still kind of, I heard this, you could tell me if this is true, that up until third grade, they're learning to read. And all the other stuff is just kind of extra. After third grade, they read to learn. Because typically.
Yeah, not everybody is the
same.
Don't let that number. But in general, the first part of their elementary school years are learning to read.
Right. So.
And I would say, too, I think we can't do this because we live in the real world. But I think one of the greatest things we could do is throw away the clock. And do school based on how long is your kid's attention span. We get bogged down by the clock. Jesse and I lived off the grid for a while and we got rid of, I mean, we had no clock for like a year about. And you know what? We worked when the sun came up. We ate when we were hungry. Mm-hmm. We stopped when the day was done. And it the stress level went away. And I know we can't do that now, but if you could just hide the clock while you're doing your school day. And you know what? As long as your kids are engaged, keep them there. When they're done, quit. Don't let the clock rule your homeschool day. Right. You're going to start panicking and you're going to start pushing them. So stop it.
Yeah. Love it. Oh, goodness. Okay. We are out of time for this episode. Abby, thank you for joining me. We will be back on Wednesday for part two of this Q&A. And you guys, thank you again for just being so supportive of our family. We love you guys. We pray for you all the time. And we are so grateful that you have just been part of the Schoolhouse Rocked ministry. So if you want to learn more.
And we love getting your comments. I cannot tell you how much fun Yvette and I have when we get comments from you guys. You know, it just makes it like you're really there with us and we're not just talking into outer space.
Yes. When people leave comments on Facebook, send us emails. You can email us at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com.
Go leave a review over on the podcast thing. That helps other families.
Yes, on iTunes.
Yes, on iTunes. Yes, that's what that's called. it helps other families be encouraged as well, right? Yes. It helps people find us. So
it totally does. So, all right, you guys, we'll see you back here on Wednesday. Bye.
Did you miss the 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo? If so, you can now have full access to the entire expo for just $10. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. The one thing that stood out to me about each session is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful." Register today for lifetime access to the entire conference for only $10 at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.